Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the world wide web. How you doing? Yes. This is your girl, Charvette. I am tickled pink to have you here today on another edition, on another episode, on another segment of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So listen, let me tell you, we're going to be chatting it up today. This week is Stellar Awards week, and there are a ton of events going on in Nashville, Tennessee, and I will be heading that way, so I'm going to be telling you all of the stops along the way that I'm going to be taking, and you will be able to watch the Stellar Awards live. You'll be able to watch it live. Check your local listings this coming Saturday. So you want to check it out, listen, we also are going to be chatting it up with two dynamic authors. We're going to be talking to playwright and author, yes, T.T. Harris. And she's the author of a Christian fiction novel called Secrets in the Sanctuary. Listen to this. A few years has passed. Rachel Titus, the First Lady of Greater Mission Temple of Faith Ministries, thinks her secrets are safe until the unthinkable happens. Well, Bishop Richard Titus is faced with some very tough decisions that will affect the lives of his family and churches forever. This all goes down in Secrets in the Sanctuary. So you want to stay tuned to check that out as we talk to playwright and author T.T. Harris. And then we are delighted, actually, to be chatting it up with child author. She is 8 years old. Eight years old. She has written a book, Narissa Grace Howard. We call her Nori Grace. And she has written a book called A Princess Story, and the topic is around bullying. So certainly we want to salute her and shout her out for being 8 years old with a published book that you can go purchase. So we want to talk to her about that. And listen, we're going to be spotlighting some new music just released today, brand spanking new, the hot new single called Greatness. Hot new single called Greatness, which is out now. You can pick it up now. It's by Will Brown and Another Level. Will Brown and Another Level, and this is a group of young men and women from Newark, New Jersey, and they have taken on the task of putting themselves together in this awesome group to be the next generation of Levites. And so certainly Will Brown and Another Level, we want to be supporting them. Pick up their project. Pick up the single. It's called Greatness. And we'll certainly say a big prayer for Will. He lost his mother yesterday. He lost his mother on yesterday. So he may be stopping through the virtual studio, but we certainly want to send up prayers for Will Brown. But pick up and support the hot new single called Greatness. So listen, again, Stellar Awards is this weekend. I am so excited. I will be going to the Stellar Awards. And you know what? This is just dynamic because I went last year, and I'm telling you, you learn so much. So the way it works, if you've never been, if you don't have any idea at all, is that there are a ton of events that start really Wednesday night, but mainly Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the Stellar Awards, the actual live show being on Saturday. And so what happens is with the Stellar Awards, there are tons of activities, tons of concerts, all types of genres, everything that you can be involved with. So let me tell you where I'm going to be and what I'm going to be doing. So on Thursday, again, I'm not leaving out anyone intentionally. It's just there are a ton of things going on that you can have participate in, but I'm just going to highlight a few of them. So big shout out to Urban Soul Cafe. I'm telling you what, they are putting on what's called the Homecoming, the Blackout Edition, all black attire. And it is dynamic. So they have it hosted by Stellar Award winner Myron Butler, Demita Haddon, presenters, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, and they're going to be honoring Aaron Lindsay, oh my goodness, Twinkie Clark, Vashawn Mitchell, and there are a ton of people on the lineup. Tasha Cobbs will be there. Anita Wilson will be there. Oh, my goodness. Bishop Larry Trotter will be there. I'm telling you what, just a dynamic lineup. And the list goes on. Listen, the list goes on. Oh, my goodness. So many people on the Lizelle. They've been on the show. You've heard them before. Charles Clark, he's been on the show. You've heard him before. Big shout out to him. And just a bunch of other guests that will be on there. Some of the Sunday Best winners, runners-up and winners will be on there. So you will be able to participate in that if you are attending. So I will be at that event. Again, big shout out to Carlos Hall, who is sponsoring that event, and that's on Thursday. That's on Thursday, Urban Soul Cafe, and it'll be held at the Limelight Entertainment venue. All right, well, then we move on to Friday. We move right on to Friday, and again, a ton of things going on Friday, but I'm super excited to be partaking in and participating in the I Am Radio Empowerment Breakfast. And that has, oh my goodness, Tracy Morgan, Bishop Arvetra Jones, Jamila Joy, and certainly Sister Peaches, who's coordinating. This is going to feature a lot of artist showcases, discussions, networking. It's going to be taking place at Hotel Preston, and the doors open at 7:30 a.m. Oh, my goodness. Yes, so you do need to be a morning person. Yes, yes. 7:30 a.m., the doors open. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you what, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Listen, tickets, they still have tickets available, so you can check out tickets. And I'm reading from my blog, so if you're saying, oh, my goodness, I'm trying to catch up and keep up with everything you're saying, if you go to Charvette.com, which is my main website, from there you can, on the home page, scroll down on the left-hand side, and then you will see my blog, a link to my blog, and there you can visit and check out everything that I'm talking about. All right, so again, big shout-out, Sister Precious Peaches, on that, and that is the I Am Radio Empowerment Breakfast. Oh, my goodness, so many people going to be involved with that, so you want to check it out. You can actually go to www.iamstoreonline.com to get your tickets if you don't already have a ticket. All right, how about that? Okay, so then we move on. That's Friday. Then I'm super excited because I will be actually a co-host on an event during Stellar Awards weekend. So I will be participating in the 2014 Gospel Lights The Runway. So it's a fashion show. It's a networking event, and I will be participating. I think that's pretty cool, right? That's going to be at the Hotel Preston also. At 1 p.m. on Friday, they will have a networking and a mixer event, and then at 3:30 p.m. the fashion show starts, featuring stylists, designers, hair, makeup, wardrobe specialists. You will get to hear from them. I'll get to interview them in between their segments. There's also going to be live music and live DJs. So I'll be co-hosting this with Ernest Armstrong, so big shout out there. Special musical guests, Levi, Big Al, Claude Deuces, and many, many more. And this is presented by Jamila Joy. So you know Jamila knows how to put it together. And we are excited that we will actually be participating as co-host along with Ernest Armstrong. Again, that's the 2014 Gospel Lights The Runway. It is free. It is a free. This event is free. Now, some events that you go to are paid, but this event is free. This event is free. So you want to check it out at the Hotel Preston Friday at 1 p.m. Okay, so then we keep on moving. Again, not leaving out anyone, but just mentioning and highlighting a few. So we're excited to come back again to the after party sponsored by Bonafide Radio. It's going to be taking place at the Listening Room Cafe in Nashville, and that's at 9 p.m. on Friday. Bonafide Radio after party. They have Marika Chisholm. They have L. Spencer Smith, Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling, Brian Poppin, Jason Champion, Paula Champion, you saw her on Sunday's Best, Anita Wilson again, Loyal Powell, and the list goes on. It's going to be hosted by Charles Butler. He's been on the show before. The Playmakers, oh my goodness, they are crazy funny. If you just search them like on YouTube, the Playmakers, you'll find them and you will see they are crazy funny. All right, crazy funny. Okay, so that's what's happening on Friday. So that's definitely an event I recommend. $10 in advance, $20 at the door, and you can go to bonafideradio.com. And this is their annual anniversary party. Again, that's Friday at 9 p.m. It's called the After Party, and it's being held at the Listening Room Cafe. All right, well, the fun continues. So Friday night, late night, doors open at 10 p.m. This event starts at 11 p.m., and this is the biggest choir showcase ever, and it is presented by Hezekiah Walker, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, and it's the 2014 Choir Fest. This is one of the official Stella Awards events. So it's on the official list. Special guests, they have James Fortune, John P. Key, J.J. Harrison, Bashan Mitchell, and choirs from all across the country. All across the country will be traveling to Nashville to be a part of this 2014 Choir Fest. And this event is free. This event is free. All seats are free. And this is going to be held at the Mount Zion Baptist Church in Nashville, Tennessee. Certainly Bishop Joseph Walker is the senior pastor. Starts at 11 p.m., but the doors open at 10 p.m. So, you know, you just put your roller skates on and go from the after party or the other event you may be going to and then head on over to the 2014 Choir Fest. Now, I heard a little birdie told me last year they were in there until like 4 a.m. in the morning. That's what I heard. So, you know what? Put it on your list. Definitely one of the events for Stella Awards weekend that you want to check out. All right.
I want to encourage everybody out there.
Greatness.
For we were made in God's image and in His likeness. There is greatness in you.
I am greatness. I can't die, but I shall live to do His will for my life. I am greatness. Can see defeat. Thanks be to God who gives us victory. I am the head.
Encourage you today. Say, come on, lift your voice. Say, there's greatness in me. No matter what people may say, for we are the righteousness of God. I am.
I am greatness. I can't die.
But I shall live. Say, I am greatness.
I am greatness.
Can't see defeat, y'all. Say this with us. I am the head.
Not the tail.
Come on, God, say I have purpose. Now lift your voice and say, hey. Come on, y'all, say this. There's greatness in me. All my beautiful people. Here we go. Say, there's greatness in me. That's good. Comes from you. God has set me for you to be here. You in the right place at the right time. Hey.
Again, this hot new single, Greatness. You hear it right there. And listen. I have him in the virtual studio. I'm bringing him to the mic. We're just going to chat with him just a few minutes. We're excited to be able to talk to him on his release date. I'm bringing him to the mic now. Will, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad for the invite. I'm excited, definitely.
Yes, well, we certainly want to pause and just first give our condolences because we know that you lost your mother. We found out on Twitter yesterday, so we certainly give you, you know, send much prayer your way and just thank you so much for just stopping by for a few minutes.
Yeah, it's a hard, hard time, but my mother really supported my music, and she told me to go forth. She was actually excited about us releasing a single. And I just, you know, thank God for her life. So, you know, it's hard that she's not here. But, you know, God pushed me to tell me to go forward. So I'm just going to move forward.
Amen. Amen. We pray for grace. All right. So Greatness. Tell us about your group, Another Level, and how you all were formed.
Another Level just consists of some great people that I started a ministry off of faith. God allowed me to run across paths, and people had a desire to want to be a part because they caught the vision. So, you know, we've been speaking into lives and having amazing times just running around and singing and blessing, you know, being a blessing to people's lives, because that's what it's about, souls and just encouraging our nation. In a time where discouragement is all around, we wanted to speak greatness into this time and for the generation.
Amen. Well, certainly you have supporters because your Facebook page was so full, I couldn't even get on there. It said this person has reached their max, so we joined the fan page. So listeners, you'll be able to do that. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing at all. And so this single, I'm sure you probably had a lot of options. How did you decide, and you just said a little bit, but how did you decide to choose this single? Did you write it? Did you work with other writers?
Well, the way that it started was I was at home, and I jumped on my keyboard before rehearsal, And God kind of, and it was God inspired. He dropped something in my spirit. I'm on a keyboard. I'm playing around. I said, this is nice. I wrote this down because I think I was inspired by a sermon I heard around the town. And what I did was I came to rehearsal and I said, what do y'all think about this song? I sung it to them and I played a little bit. One of the girls were crying at the time that was a part of the group. And she was just saying how she grew up at a time where her grandmother and different ones in her life told her she was ugly and that she wasn't of value. And the song spoke to her and it pushed her to tears. And it really impacted our ministry. So I said, if it's going to impact us like this, I believe that the world needs to hear it. So
yeah.
We started the recording. And I just believe in a time where people don't believe that they're beautiful, that they were the masterpiece of God's handiwork, you know, that we're speaking greatness into a generation that don't feel they have value anymore. So I think that's what really, really pushed it. And the more we sang it around, the more people were like, wow, this song blessed me. This song speaks to me. You know, so we said we got to release it and allow the world to, you know, just experience it.
Yeah, you're so right, because it's, and I think in this day and age with reality TV, which I always bring up, there's that comparison, or I don't have what they have, and I'm not great, or I don't have the worthiness. So, yes, this generation needs this. This generation, we all need this. So tell people how they can get a hold of it.
Well, you can. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. Really, it's almost available to just about every digital musical site that you can buy music from. You can get it through that. We'll have it available on our website soon, because we're going to launch our website very soon. And so right now you can get it on those particular things. If you got your smartphones, y'all go right on CD Baby or Amazon or iTunes. Soon as 12 o'clock hit, I went right to iTunes and I purchased
yes.
it. You know, so I'm encouraging y'all to just go up there and support us. We're really trying to bring great kingdom music and just be in addition to the great people that's already out, great artists that are out there already. We just want to be a part, to do the part that God placed for us to do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. A personal invitation from Will Brown of Will Brown and
also,
Another Level. Yes, and Twitter and Facebook. Tell them how they can connect with you there.
You can go on Twitter. You can go to Twitter, Facebook. Twitter is Will Brown and AL. It's spelled out Will Brown, A-N-D-A-L. You can go to the same thing for Facebook. You can go to Will Brown and AL. And just join our page, join our fan page, join our Twitter page. Did an Instagram. It's Will Brown and Another Level all together. So, you know, y'all just reach out. We got some great things coming up. The single is doing well. From today, I'm just seeing how much support that people, and I'm talking about across the country, have been just pouring in messages and telling me how much it's blessing them and they love the song. So we just want y'all support, so y'all continue to help support the music.
Help support the music. There you go. And you can use hashtag greatness the movement, hashtag greatness the movement. So Will, they can catch up with you on Twitter and all those good places. Well, again, we are glad we just had a chance to chat with you on your release date, and certainly wish you much more continued success.
I appreciate that, and I definitely want to keep in touch with you because you've been a blessing. I appreciate this opportunity to just speak to your people. And, you know, I just wanted to say thank you to you also.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so much. All right. All right, listeners, we're going to go to a very, very, very quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with author T.T. Harris so you can hear all about her Christian fiction novel, Secrets in the Sanctuary. I'm telling you, you don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to change that dial. You want to keep it locked right here. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you ready?
Star Award Weekend 2014. Gospel Lights the Runway presents its debut,
Turn the Lights On networking mixer and fashion show, fusing fashion, faith, and gospel music, featuring gospel artists, DJs, models, media, designers, stylists, hair, makeup, wardrobe, and you, the fashion favorite. Friday, January 17th at the Pink Lounge inside the Hotel Preston, 733 Briley Parkway in Nashville, Tennessee. The networking begins at 1 p.m., featuring artists, live DJs, designers, and more. Fashion show kicks off at 30 after 3. For more information, check out GospelLightsTheRunway.com, www.GospelLightsTheRunway.com, or call 888-459-0993, 888-459-0993. Those walking in the light and fashion favorite, turn the lights on.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So glad to have you tuning in from all across the world, the wide web, listening in from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, from all across the world, the wide web. We're moving into our second segment with playwright and author T.T. Harris, and we're going to be chatting it up about this new Christian fiction novel, Secrets in the Sanctuary. I know you want to hear all about it. So we're going to the mic right now. We're bringing Ms. T.T. Harris to the mic. Hello. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Charvette, for being on your show tonight. Pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. This juicy storyline, we want to hear all about it. All right, so let's jump right on in. So you are a playwright and you are an author. Which one came first?
Me being an author actually came first. I published my first novel, Legal Problems, in 2011. And from there, I just started getting inspired in writing, and then the playwriting came right after that.
Wow. And so how do you get inspiration?
Well, number one, my inspiration comes from God. He is all that we need. He is all the inspiration. And through him, he's allowed me to be able to just have these imaginary thoughts, and I just sit down at the computer and I allow my fingers to just go ahead and do the typing, and the story kind of unfolds itself.
Ooh, all right, so let's talk about Secrets in the Sanctuary. So I read a little bit earlier about First Lady Rachel Titus and certainly Bishop Richard Titus. So tell us, how would you describe First Lady Titus in your own words? Kind of what is her character and her mannerisms and personality?
Her personality, I would say, would be the adoring first lady. You know, when you have first ladies, they're very prominent. They're very upscale. They have an air about them that has to be a people person, but at the same time, they still have to they have to give an idea or a concept that they are this godly woman. And so that's what Rachel is. However, she has some secrets, just like some other people have secrets, and these secrets eat at her. And they are exposed at one point in time in her life, and it brings her to these secrets that she has in the sanctuary.
Ooh, all right. And so let's talk about her husband, Bishop Richard Titus. How would you describe his personality and character?
I would say that the bishop is a man of valor and integrity. He can be a little bit gullible when it comes mm-hmm. to the things of the world because of him just really focusing on ministry so much that he neglects to realize that there are problems in his home because he's so predicated on ministry. And that happens in our society, in our world. Our pastors get so consumed with the lives of the people that they forget that they actually have a job, and that is to really get into the meat of their home too. And that's what happened to him.
So have you ever had anyone say, well, why are you picking on the church by writing about the church? Have you had anyone that struggled with that?
Yes, I've had some critics that have said, you know, why are you discussing the black church? I'm like, it's not about the black church. It's about church. Well, why are you discussing the problems that happen in church? Why are you discussing homosexuality and lesbianism and everything like that in church? And I'm like, the reason why I'm discussing it is because it's there. And we as a people don't want to deal with the problems. We talk about it. You hear a whole lot of people criticizing and preaching about it, but they actually don't want to face the problems that happen in the church. And so I've got some scrutiny behind it, but thank God that I have a pastor and a bishop and a supportive family and cast of friends and supporters that follow my work that are like, go ahead, you need to talk about it. You need to blow this stuff out the water so people won't be so afraid to tell their stories and how they've overcome.
All right. See, I wanted to go ahead and just squash it right up front. So that's why I asked that. So there you go, for those that may be thinking that. So is your hope that this novel, Secrets in the Sanctuary, will prompt discussion, will prompt maybe some healthy debate?
Yes, I would say really my focal point started before Secrets in the Sanctuary, started with the novel, that because Secrets in the Sanctuary is a sequel to The Things Church People Won't Say. And so when I wrote that novel, it was really to talk about the things that people won't discuss in church because they're afraid. And, you know, and we, especially as women, we oftentimes have to be the strong one, especially when you are in a leadership position. You're expected mm-hmm. to be strong. I was always told, and I was told this becoming an elder in the Lord's house just 2 years ago, that when you are performing a funeral, homegoing service, you're not supposed to cry because the family needs you to be strong.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happens a lot with the church and with women. They are told that we have to be strong, that we're not supposed to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. And so I wanted to write these books to let women know it is okay to be able to open up and to share that they have struggles. And if we know as a leader that you have struggles, you can actually identify with your lay members that they have struggles, or in the world in general, that we all have struggles, and we all sometimes have the same struggles.
Yeah, and I think that what happens with using a fiction novel, you know, you don't have to. It's a safer way. It's a safer way to start the discussions and keep the discussions going versus saying, okay, this is so and so's life right here. You probably have to pull from different places to put the story together, I'd imagine, right?
Right, yeah. All the characters in my novels are fictional characters. They are not based on anyone that, per se, I know. Most of my storyline is based on just, you know, reading, researching, church experience, not anything necessarily that I've went through, but some things that I've actually seen that have happened in church capacity, but not, per se, with my church or with churches that I'm affiliated with.
Okay, so there's another disclaimer there. So I know some people will read and say, oh, that's so-and-so. I'm reading, oh, Bishop Titus, that sounds like so-and-so. And Veronica sounds like so-and-so. Yeah, okay, so there you have it. It's not anyone in particular. As I'm mentioning some other characters, tell us about other people that show up in the storyline.
Okay. One of the other persons that shows up in the storyline is actually two that play the villains in the storyline. One being Robert Jones, which is the head trustee for the church, and he's also Bishop Titus's best friend. They were college buddies, you know, in the Greek together, and you know, and he basically is just tired of his life, and he's tired of being just somebody's gopher and lackey. So he decides to take matters into his own hands. Without telling too much in the book, he decides to go ahead and make some things happen for himself. And so that's how, you know, one of the characters. And then the other character that plays the vixen in my book is Vicky. Vicky is a hotel attendant that sees the first lady, and she makes up an idea in her head that these people aren't all that they're cracked up to be, and I'm going to make up something in order to get what belongs to me. And so that's what she plays. She plays that role in the book, that I don't care what happens to the church. I just want money. I just want what I want.
Wow. Oh, listeners, I know you're saying, this sounds good. I need a good winner book. So tell people while they're listening how they can get a hold of a copy of Secrets in the Sanctuary.
Absolutely. The way to get a copy of my novels, all my novels, you can go to Amazon.com. They can be purchased as a paperback. Also, they're available on Kindle as ebooks on Kindle. Or if you would like to visit my website, which is thekeysproductions.com, the books are also available there on my website as well. Or you can reach out to my publicist, Ms. LaTanya Boyd, who so graciously gave me the opportunity to be on your show. So I wanted to give her a shout out as well. And you can,
big
you can
shout
reach out
to her. Big shout out to her. Big shout out. All right. And so with this particular storyline, and you've mentioned nuggets that are embedded in this, there are some twists and some turns and some explosive surprises, would you say?
Yes, very much so. The storyline, it will take you, a lot of my readers that have actually wrote reviews have said, I didn't expect the story to go that way. I really thought it was just going to be some cheesy church novel, and you really put some stuff out there, and you got me thinking, and I'm like, girl, when you going to write the next one? What is going to happen? You left us hanging. You know, I've heard it all. So it is a great feeling to be a listed and have a 5-star on the review of Amazon. It's an awesome feeling. This is a great experience, a great journey for myself.
Phenomenal. And the first book, so since this is a sequel, do they have to absolutely, and we want you to, but do they have to absolutely read the first book, or will they be able to catch up if they jump right on into Secrets in the Sanctuary?
I would say my honest opinion is I would suggest to get the first book so you can kind of familiarize yourself with the characters, because the way that the story picks up, it says a few years later. So you're going to want to know what happened previously that brought Rachel to the point where she is now, where she's, you know, facing a breakdown. What made her get to this point? Why? What is going on? So you definitely would want to jump into the first book in order to be able to get there.
All right. While you were doing research and putting together this book, Secrets in the Sanctuary, did you talk to any real-life first ladies, or what type of research did you do to try to kind of pick up what their lives are like?
I didn't really talk to a lot of first ladies. Or just in general, I dealt with my mother, who's my pastor, just kind of asked her insight, you know, about being a leader and some of the struggles and problematic errors that happen in church, where the church errs. And one of the things she said is that the reason why people perish is because they don't have knowledge of the truth. And, you know, once you come into the knowledge of the truth, you have to walk therein. And that means that you can't have secrets in your sanctuary. We are supposed to be transparent. And the only way that we can reach people is by exposing ourselves. And if we expose ourselves for the things and the way we are, you'll be able to understand everybody else's struggle.
And people will feel that you're real. So, you know, real,
right.
Recognize real, as they say, and it won't be this, you know, impossible, what they may feel like, this impossible life, like everyone else is perfect. They don't have any problems. They don't have any issues to deal with. So if I'm dealing with issues and I'm dealing with problems, there must be something wrong with me. And so this church thing is probably not for me, which is
right.
The furthest from the truth that it could be. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. That's one of the reasons why I watched Preachers of L.A. This past season in 2013. I mean, because they really made themselves very vulnerable to their issues in their families, their issues in their problems, you know, hiding their own secrets and different things, and they really just let people know that they're human too, that we fall short, we err along the way. We're not exempt either.
Right. not exempt, not exempt. If you're breathing, you are not exempt. Now, would you say, is there anyone that would say to you, or what would you say to the person that says, well, are you giving, you know, we're all human, are you giving a free pass to live any kind of lifestyle? Are you giving, you know, those in leadership a free pass?
No, I would not say that. No one is exempt from free passes anymore. We, as leaders, as well as just regular people, have to be held accountable for our actions and be held accountable for the things that we do. And I would say leaders should have it tougher because we know better. We know the way. And when we err, we don't just take ourselves down, but we take a lot of people down with us that believe in us, behooves us to walk a straight and narrow path. So that way you won't damage someone that has a mind to want to be right and want to do the right thing. You want to encourage them by your life. Let your life be a testimony.
Yeah, yeah. Like people say often, I get more from a sermon that I saw come out through your life than a one you preached. So watching
exactly.
Your life. And I paraphrase that, but y'all know what I mean. Y'all know what I mean. All right. If you just tuned in, hey there. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting up here with playwright and author T.T. Harris. Pick up her book, Christian fiction novel, Secrets in the Sanctuary. Again, tell them how they can get a hold of you and connect with you online and purchase your book.
Oh, absolutely. Once again, thank you so much for being on the show. The way that you would get a hold of me would be to visit me on the web. I have a website, www.thekeys, with an S on the end, like car keys, thekeysproductions.com. You can like me on Facebook, facebook.com/ T.T. Harris or The Keys Productions. On Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter at DA, like the, underscore novelist. You can find me on Twitter, or you can reach me through my publicist, Ms. Latonya Boyd, or you can check me out also on through Amazon.com for the books, as well as the e-books and paperbacks. You can also purchase that as well. Or you can check me out, or one more place you can check me out is on TamikaHallMinistries.net. That is one of my artists that I'm actually working with right now, producing her music and managing her gospel group, and we're about to record. So you can definitely check me out on TamikaHallMinistries.net.
All right. Shout out to Tamika Hall, friends of the show. So shout out to her. Do you have any plays that are coming up?
Yes. I actually will be on the stage. We will be back on the stage with The Things Church People Won't Say, April the 26th, 2014. And that play will be held in Dover, Delaware, at the Delaware Technical Community College. And the doors will open up at 5, and the play will start promptly at 6 p.m., we do have some great artists and some great actresses and actors that will be a part of this production this year. And they definitely are ready, and we're ready to go back on stage and just inspire, encourage, make people laugh, make people cry,
yeah.
Get you angry and feel good. It's a feel-good play. It's a good comedy musical play.
All right, I love it. And listen, on our Facebook page, we posted a video clip of the book trailer for Secrets in the Sanctuary, and I could tell there was some stage play action going on. It looked like there were some funny characters, so I know that you deliver definitely with your play production as well. Listeners, I think you need to put your hands together for author and playwright T.T. Harris. Check out her book, Secrets in the Sanctuary, and keep up with her. We've tagged her in Facebook and Twitter, so it'll be an easy way to connect there. Thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. All right, listeners, keep it locked right there. We're going into our third segment right after this quick commercial break. And I'm telling you what, I'm just tickled pink. My next guest, she's just a doll baby, Narissa Grace Howard, Nori Grace, her website. We're going to be talking to her about her book, A Prince's Story. And I'm telling you what, she's 8 years old, and she's a published author, so you got to hear this. Keep it locked right here. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out Mitchell-Productions.com or find them at Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Like many youth her age, Narissa Grace Howard is a vibrant young lady exploring her creativity. Her family and friends had always known her to sing, dance, and play act wherever she went, but no one knew that she wanted to be a writer. What began as mere imagination and fairy tale thinking blossomed into the idea of her writing a children's book. And here we are today, getting ready to talk to, bringing her to the mic right now, getting ready to talk to this dynamic young lady, 8 years old, a new book out, A Prince's Story, that tackles the topic of bullying. Oh, my goodness, all of our youth need that. And we're just excited because she is a young lady just pursuing her dreams, and we want to feature her. So we have on air with us right now Miss Narissa Grace Howard. How are you doing today?
Good.
All right. Well, we are glad to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. Did you have a good day at school today?
Yes.
All right. So I said you were 8 years old. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. When will you be nine?
November the 1st.
All right, all right, all right. So when did you start writing?
When I was 7.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, it's about a princess who really wants to go to the ball. She keeps on asking her parents, but they always say no. Until finally they say yes. She goes to the ball, and something bad happens to her. And to know the rest, you have to buy the book.
I like that. Did y'all hear that, listeners? To know the rest, you have to buy the book. You have to buy the book. I see you all tuning in from all over Twitter, Facebook, all over. So go to her website, www.norigrace.com, N-O-R-I-grace.com. All right. And so can you tell us who are the characters in your book?
One of the characters is Princess Isabella, and she is the main character. And her mom and dad, who are the king and queen, her friend Prince Edward and his mom, Princess Ella, who is the bully, Ella's friends Stella and Marissa.
So there are a lot of characters. Wow. Okay, and so what do your friends think about you writing a book? What did your friends think when you told them, hey, I'm writing a book or I have a book out?
They have read about it in the newspaper, and once they just popped out of nowhere and said they like it. And they haven't read it yet.
Wow. You were in the newspaper?
Yes.
I think that's pretty impressive. I know you feel pretty proud of yourself, right?
Yes, but I was actually in the newspaper 3 times.
3 whole times? I'm telling you what, you are a dynamic little girl. I'm telling you. All right, and so
thank you.
You're welcome. And so, you know, I posted on Facebook, I'm sure your mom kind of helps you go on Facebook, and we posted a picture of you on Facebook, and people were like, she's so cute. She's so adorable. So I'm sure you get you hear that a lot, I'm sure. All right, so tell us, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to play on my Wii a lot, play on my tablet, and watch TV and chillax.
And chillax. I like that. I like that, too. Do you plan to write any more books? Do you have any more ideas for books?
Well, I have been thinking about it, but I haven't put it together yet. Well, I'll probably start after summer.
Okay, good. Do you write usually in the summertime, or do you how do you like to write? Do you write in the evening? Do you write in the morning?
Well, sometimes. Well, I don't write. I think everything in my head.
Okay, good. And so, you know, we can expect some more books from you. Do you have other events, any events that are coming up that people could come see you at?
Yes. But you can get when the events are on my website.
All right. And tell our listeners your website address again.
NoriGrace.com.
All right, there you have it, listeners. So you want to go to her website, NoriGrace.com, so you can find out, see pictures, find out about this author, also about her events, how you can connect with her. And I tagged her page on Facebook on my Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, and facebook.com/Charvette. It's a public post. It'll be very easy, and you'll see Narissa Grace Howard, and you can click there and join her page, like her page, and that way you can keep up with her. Okay, great. And so how can people purchase your book?
They can order it on my website.
Great.
And
so order
it. I want to thank my publisher, Miss Simon, RadicalPublications.com.
All right. Shout out to Diamond, friend of the show, Radical Publications. Check them out. I'm telling you what, and I think you may be their first children's book. I think you started their first children's book.
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's see, are you on Twitter as well?
No, just Facebook.
Okay, Facebook it is. So Facebook, everyone, you know Facebook, and you can go there and follow Narissa Grace Howard and pick up a copy of her book, A Princess Story. Now, I read on your website that you selected being a princess because you kind of grew up like a princess, right?
Yes. And actually, my Facebook page, Narissa G. Howard.
All right. There it is, Narissa G. Howard. So the G stands for Grace, listeners, but you won't actually see Grace. You'll see the G. So Narissa G. Howard. And, again, if you are on my page, you can just click the link in my post, and you'll go right to her page and see everything there.
And now, my book is called A Princess Day.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
And my book is called A Princess Day.
Oh, right. A Princess Day. Okay. Great. I'm sorry. A Princess Day. Listeners, forgive me. A Princess Day by Narissa G. Howard. And you can go to her website, NoriGrace.com. A Princess Day. That's my bag. My bag. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that. A Princess Day. And so do you think this will be good for people in elementary school, in middle school to read?
Yes.
Great, great. So anyone that has a child in elementary school, you should get a copy of this. Anyone that has a middle school student, you should get a copy of this because you talk a little bit, you deal with bullying in the book, right?
Yes.
All right, and bullying is bad. We don't want people to be bullies, right?
Yes.
All right. So if they read your story, then they'll have an idea of bullying and how and what to do with it, right?
Yes. And actually, one time I've seen a girl in my class being bullied, and I actually stood up for her. But she was actually somebody who bullied me before.
Oh, my goodness. And you turned around and you were nice and you stood up for her. And then that helps when someone stands up for someone that's being bullied, then that person, that helps that person out, right?
Yes.
All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I am telling you what, Narissa G. Howard, we are excited that we had a chance to talk to you about your book called A Princess Day, A Princess Day, Radical Publications, and we are just very proud of you that at 8 years old you wrote and published a book, and so we just want to see more books coming from you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And can we give a shout-out to your mom? We are so glad that your mom, I'm sure, parents and guardians help you do everything. So would you like to give them a shout-out?
Yes.
Anything you would like to say to your mom or anyone else while you're on air?
Yes, I would like to say thank you to my grandma. And I would like to say thank you to my mom, my brother, my sister, and my dad.
All right. Good job. Listeners, put your hands together for this child author. Keep your eye out for her. Pick up her book, A Princess Day. Pick up her book, A Princess Day. Again, Narissa G. Howard. Connect with her on Facebook under Narissa G. Howard. Go to her website, norigrace.com, and you will be able to pick up A Princess Day. All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much for stopping by our show.
Thank you for having me, Ms. Mitchell.
All right, you're quite welcome. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, completely adorable and certainly an inspiration. So if you have a child, anywhere in that age bracket, you should show them her website and say, look at this. This little girl is 8 years old, and she wrote a book and published a book. Do you know how many adults have that idea in their head and they didn't step on the gas and do it? So we want to support this young lady. So again, you can connect if you're following me on Facebook, which I know you are, but even if you're not, it's a public post. If you go to facebook.com/Charvette, you will see where I posted and I tagged her in our post. Again, the book is titled A Princess Day. Mm-hmm. And then her main website, Nori Grace, NoriGrace.com, and you can read all about her, and again, stay up to date on her events and all that good stuff, and share it certainly with preschool, elementary school, middle school, anyone that wants to write a book. You can say, look, Narissa Grace wrote a book. You can do it too. So I think that's awesome. Listen, we want to remind you, this week is Stellar Awards weekend. I will be there. Make sure you stop by the Hotel Preston on Friday. I will be there co-hosting a fashion show networking event. Big shout out to Jamila Joy, who is the sponsor of this. It's a networking mixer and fashion show fusing faith, fashion, and gospel music. There will be gospel artists, DJs, models, media, designers, stylists, hair and makeup, all that good stuff. The main event, the Stella Awards, which is like the Grammys of the gospel, will air live on Saturday. Check your local listings. Check your local listings of how you can see that. But it is live, so whatever happens, you see it live. This is only the second year that they've actually done it live. All of the previous years, outside of last year, the Stella Awards was recorded. So last year was the first year they did a live show, and it went very well. So here we are again with another live show of the Stella Awards. And so in Nashville will be all week. Big shout out to all of those that have events, that are hosting events all over the place. Big shout out to you. We are, I'm telling you what, it's just going to be awesome. So listen, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Download my mobile app, and that can be for your iPad, your iPhone, your BlackBerry, your Android devices. And all you have to do is just search for Charvette in your app store, whether that's Google Play or your iTunes or your BlackBerry world. Just search for Charvette, and you'll see my little face just pop up on the screen of your phone. And we listen, I don't blow up your phone. You only receive like 2 updates a week at the most, but it's a quick way to be up to date on the show. And then, you know, we throw in a couple other little surprises for you. So make sure you do that. Again, my main website, charvette.com. If you missed any portion of the show, you can go back and listen and you know, charvette.com. You can share the link with a friend. And that's that. All right, so it's a wrap. We thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're going to see you later. We're going to see you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.